ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav. In the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Heman Beis, we learned the halacha that a Megadif is not Chayiv Ad Sheyafarish Hashem. Megadif only gets skila if he's mefarish the shame. What exactly does it mean to be mefarish the shame? So on the Daf Nun Vav, we have a machloikis, Remeir and the Chachamim. Remeir says that to get the skila, it doesn't have to be dafka the shame of Yuchad. He has a ribuy that even a kinui, even one of the kinuim also are nisraba that they get skila. However, the Rabbanan argue you only get skila by the shame of Yuchad, the shame of mefarish, and by kinuim, you have Azhara, and Rashi and Taisi speak out, you have Karas also, but you don't have Skila. Skila is only by the Shem HaMiyuchad. What exactly is included in the Shem HaMiyuchad? The Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin says, the Yesh Eimrim, you're not Chayiv, unless you're Mefarish to Shem Havaya, Yudke Bavke, the only way to have a Chiv Skila, since we pass in like the Rabbanon, that Kinuyim are not included in the Din of Skila, and you need the Shem HaMiyuchad. What does the Shem HaMiyuchad mean? The Rambam brings Yesh Eimrim that only Yudke Vavke is included. However, the Rambam himself argues. The Rambam says that the Shem Adnos is also included in the Shem HaMiyuchad. The Shem HaMiyuchad has 2 Eifanim, either Yudke Vavke or the Shem Adnos. The Kesa Mishnah over there in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, points out that this Yesh Eimrim is actually the Chita of the Ramah. The Ramah holds that the Shem HaMiyuchad means the unique name, the special name. It means there's one name. How could you say there's 2 names in the Shem HaMiyuchad? Shem HaMiyuchad, we know, means Yudkei Vavkei. And therefore, he holds, you only have a Yudkei Vavkei. So we really have to understand what's Shan the Rambam. We give the Rambam the license to say that the Shem HaMiyuchad has 2 ways of being expressed, either Yudkei Vavkei or the Shem Adnos. So the Brisker Rav, in the Chedush HaGriz, on the Rambam, on this Rambam, Chosavai Dezara, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, says a beautiful pshat. The Brisker Rav says, we know famous Gemara in Kedushin and in Psachim, the Pasuk says, Zeh Shmi Lo'olam, Zeh Zichri Dar Dar. And we darshan that Hashem says about His name, Lo Yikesha Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra, I am written Yudkei Vavkei, but I am not pronounced that way, I am pronounced with the Shem Adnos. So Brisker Rav says, that it doesn't mean that Hashem has one name of Yudkei Vavkei, but we're not allowed to say that name, so we do a different name. And when we're reading Adnos, there's no relationship between the Shem Adnos and the Yudkei Vavkei. Rather, when the Pasuk says, Zeh Shmi La'olam, Zeh Zichri L'Dav Adar, that Lo Yikesha Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra, what it means is that the Shem is Yudkei Vavkei, and the way of reading Yudkei Vavkei is by saying Adnos. Adnos is actually the Kriya, is the pronunciation of the letters Yudkei Vavkei. The letters Yudkei Vavkei are not allowed to be pronounced in their natural form. Rather, the way we say it, the way we pronounce Yudkei Vavkei, is by saying the Shem Adnos. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam held when the Gemara says, and the Rabbanan Darshan, that the only time you get Skila is for the Shem HaMiyuchad, the Shem HaMiyuchad is Yudkei Vavkei. But the way we pronounce Yudkei Vavkei is by saying the Shem Adnos. So when you're saying the Shem Adnos, what you're doing is you're pronouncing Yudkei Vavkei. So you're pronouncing the Shem HaMiyuchad, you're pronouncing the Shem that the Torah said got Skila. Therefore, if you say Yudkei Vavkei, so you pronounce the name that you're never allowed to pronounce, but you for sure pronounce the reading of the Yudkei Vavkei. And if you say Shem Adnos, that you pronounce the pronunciation of Yudkei Vavkei, you're also going to be Chayiv. Therefore, the Rambam says, either if someone says Yud Kei Vav Kei, or if you say Vishem Adnus, which is the reading of Yud Kei Vav Kei, those are both forms of pronouncing the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, therefore you're going to be Chayiv Skila. So what's found the Ramah? In the Yesh Eimrim of the Rambam that say you're only Chayiv by Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Ritz Grub says, there's no way to argue on what we just established. That's a Gemara. Loikishani Nichtavani Nikra means the way you pronounce Yudke Vavke is by saying the Shem Adnas. Just these Rishonim hold, that's only when there's a Shem Yudke Vavke in front of us. For example, Birchas Kohenim. So Birchas Kohenim has the word Yudke Vavke. And the Torah is saying that when you're saying Birchas Kohenim, you shouldn't mention Yudke Vavke. Rather, instead of saying Yudke Vavke, as it seems to be written, rather you should pronounce it with the Shem Adnas. So Adnas is a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke. However, if you don't have the word Yudke Vavke in front of us, rather a guy walks in the street and he says a klala about the Shem Adnas. Why should we say that the Shem Adnas is a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke? There's no Yudke Vavke here to say that he's pronouncing. Rather, we'll say he's doing Shem Adnas. Because everyone agrees that besides the Shem Yudke Vavke, which is pronounced Adnas, there's also a Shem of Adnas. So if someone gives a curse and he's mekal with the Shem Adnas, there's no reason for us to say that he really did a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke. Therefore, even though Adnas could be a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke, but by mekal you're not going to have that. Therefore, the Ramah, which is the Yesh Eimrim in the Rambam, say you're only chayiv skila if you say Yudke Vavke outright. That's the only time we're going to see a pronunciation of the Shem Avayah, of the Shem Miyuchet. So what does the Rambam hold? So Rama has to hold a big chiddush, that since Adnos is a way of pronouncing Yudke Vavke, so even by a Mekalo, where we don't have the Shem Yudke Vavke in front of us, rather a person is Stam being Mekalo, still we're going to say that since you use the name, which is a reference to the Shem Yudke Vavke, it's a way of pronouncing Yudke Vavke, that's enough to be a Mekalo with the Shem Yudke, and therefore you're Chayav. So Bekitzer, Vitzgerov wants to have that everyone agrees to the Yisoid that the pronunciation of Yudke Vavke is the Shem Adnas. The whole Machlokes, Rambam, and Ramah is by Mekala, where we don't have a Yudke Vavke Bechlal on the table. There's no reason for us to say that the Shem Adnas is a Kriya of Yudke Vavke. That's where the Rambam and the Ramah argue if that's enough to be Chayav Skila. The Ramah says there's no reason for us to say that this Adnas is a way of pronouncing Yudke Vavke. Rather, we'd say he's just saying the Shem Adnas, which is not enough to be liable for Skila. However, the Rambam holds, since the Shem Adnas is a way of pronouncing Yudke Vavke, therefore, any time a person says a klala with the Shem Adnas, we have a right to assume that there's a pronunciation of Shem Havaya happening, and therefore, we're able to give him skila. Now, actually, without the Briskarov, one could have said that there's a big chiddush going on in the Briskarov. He's saying that Zeh Zichri Ladar Dar, which means Loikishani Nichtav and Nikra, means that the Shem Adnas is a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke. One could have said that it's more like a Kriya Niksiv. When you have a Kriya Niksiv, the Torah wrote it one way, and they're saying to read a different word, you're not really reading the word that's written. Rather, the Torah is saying, instead of reading the word that's written, read a different word. And we could have understood it that there's a Shem Havai which cannot be pronounced, it has a pronunciation which cannot be said, and that in rather, instead of doing the pronunciation of Yudke Vavke, we'd rather you pronounce a different word. So when we say Zeh Zichri Ladar Dar, that you should say Adnos, you're not pronouncing Yudke Vavke, rather you're saying a different word. And that'll be much simpler why the Ramah is arguing the Rambam, because the Shem Miyuchet is only Yudke Vavke. Adnos is a different word completely. It happens to be that every time there's the word Yudke Vavke here, since you can't pronounce it, you have to say a different word, but that word is not the pronunciation of Yudke Vavke. And that would have been a very simple svar in the Machlokes. The Rambam holds Adnas is a Kriya of Yudke Vavke, and the Ramah holds it's not. However, the Biskarov wants to say that everyone agrees with his Yisoid that Adnas is the way to read and pronounce Yudke Vavke. The whole Machlokes is, maybe you only say that when the word that we're trying to do is Yudke Vavke, then Adnas is a Kriya of Yudke Vavke. Over here, they just be Makal. And there's no reason for us to assume there's a Yudke Vavke going on at all. Then we'll say that Adnas is not a Kriya of Yudke Vavke. But the Briskarov wants to have that even according to the Ramah, Adnas really is a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke by Birchas Kayanim and the like, that we have the Yudkei Vavkei in front of us. The Mishnah continues, and it says at the end of the Mishnah, V'oim Eloi, the Dayanim tell the Edim, Emor Masha Shamata Beferish. We tell the Edim, say over exactly what you heard, V'hu Oimer, V'dayanim Oimdim Amagleim, V'kayim V'ma'achin, that the aid has to repeat over exactly the curse, the klala, with the Shem Hashem that the person that they're testifying against said. And the first person says it out. First, Vasheni Yomer Afani Kamayu, I heard similarly, we don't want the Sheni to say it. But the Rishon, the first aid, has to say explicitly exactly what he heard from the aid. So it comes out that we have in front of Bezdin a person saying over a klala on Hashem, cursing on Hashem. He's doing it to testify against this Mekalel, this Megadiv, but we do have Bifaneinu, a klala going on in Bezdin. So Yerushalmi, because the Mishnah brings it down, Yerushalmi asked, how could it be that we tell a person to be Megadiv in front of a Bezdin? Yerushalmi comes up with an Eitzah. Yerushalmi says, we definitely need to hear explicitly what this person said. But we don't want to have a Ma'isa Giduv happening in Bezdin. So what you should do is, you say the Shem Hashem exactly how that person said it. Say over the Shem HaMiyuchin. And then you say that he was Mekal with this name. So you never actually say over the curse in front of Bezdin. You just let Bezdin know exactly how he said it. He used this name. And with this name, which you said explicitly in front of Bezdin, he said the following curse. But you don't actually go and say that this person cursed out the Shem Hashem. So the Kesef Mishnah brings down the Yerushalmi, and he asked, Sarachin, why the Rambam was mashmint this? The Rambam brings down our Mishnah exactly how we have it, which sounds like that the Edim explicitly tell the Dayanim exactly the curse as the person said it. And the Kesef Mishnah is wondering why the Rambam didn't bring down the Yerushalmi that says it means you say over the name and you say he used that name to curse Hashem. So the Taisis Yomtiv says the reason why the Rambam was mashmit to Yerushalmi is because from Stimas HaBavli, the Bavli never asked this question, never explained our Mishnah, from the Stimas HaSugya, from the fact that we don't talk about it, it sounds like we take the Mishnah Kipshutai. We argue in the Yerushalmi, and that's how Rambam passing, we argue in the Yerushalmi, and we hold that the Edom are allowed to say over in front of the Yonim exactly what they heard. What happened to Yerushalmi's question? How could we go and tell someone to go in front of Bezdin and curse at Hashem? The Yomtiv says, many words to answer this question. It's not clear exactly his main point. His wording is that since they're not mechavin to be megadiv, they don't mean to do anything wrong, and it's impossible to kill him without doing it, because we need to have a clear edus. To kill somebody, we need machmir, we have exact edus to know explicitly exactly what he said. Therefore, it's Yefshe B'Lavachi. Therefore, the Edom are allowed to say over what this person said, even though it seems that we're having a Ma'isa Gidav happening in Bezdin. But Ma'isa, it's necessary to be able to kill this Megadiv. Therefore, they're allowed to do it. He compares it to a Saita, where Meichik Hashem, because Yefshe B'Lavachi, the Torah says the parasha of Saita, which is Mechaivos, to raise Hashem's name. So that's what we have to do. So here also, if there's a parasha of Megadiv, and the only way to kill a Megadiv is by testifying and saying over exactly the curse that he used, and that entails being a god of Hashem in front of Bezdin. So if you have to do it, you have to do it. It's not a problem. That's what Taisis Yomtiv says. So it's not 100% clear, because he starts off with this far that they're not mechavin. So that alone, one could have heard, is not called Megad of Hashem if you're not having kavanah to Megad of Hashem. But then he ends off with this far of Yav Shabbalav Hachi, and that L'chayra is a self-standing svara. That Hakikai Rahmana, like by Saita, there's no other way to do it, then you're allowed to do it. It's not really clear in Taz Yomtiv what his Iker Teretz is, but it seems like it's a Tziruf. He wouldn't have said that you're allowed to do the Kavana, Ma'is Giduv, just because Yev Shabalavachi. But since you're not being Mechavin, so it's not so Chomer, and it's Yev Shabalavachi, therefore we're allowing you to do it. Which needs beer, because if it's Yev Shabalavachi, so even if it would entail to be Mechavin, should be like Mechikas Hashem, which we allow you to do. We allow you to do something that's seemingly an Avera if it's Yev Shabbalav Achi. Also in his beer, the Taz Yomtiv doesn't really speak about this point, but the Yerushalmi has a perfect Eitzah. Yerushalmi said, we could just say over the Shem Hashem like the person said it, and then say subsequently that he used that name to be Mekal Hashem. So why do we have to go into Bezdin and have the Eidim say over the Gidif exactly like he said it? The whole Teretz of Tais Yom Divis is Eif Shebelav Achi. But if we have another Eid, so like Yerushalmi says, then you lost the whole Teretz of the Tais Yom Div. So you have to add on to the Tais Yom Div that the Bavli holds that that's not a good Eid. And the Bavli holds that to kill somebody, we're so machmir and dinin nefashis, we have to have exact testimony, a totally accurate repetition of what this person said. And any time there's any deviation of what he said, that's going to ruin our ability to kill him. So for us to give him a skila, we need to allow the Edim to repeat the exact klala. That's step one. Now step two is, how are we allowed to have that take place? On that you have the Tais Yom Tov Teretz, and that is that since it's Yav Shevelav Achi, so you're allowed to do something that's seemingly an Avera. But you have to say that the Bavli holds that the Yerushalmi's Eitzah is not an Eitzah at all. That's not an option on the table. And the only issue is, how can we let someone do it? On that you'll have the Teretz Tais Yom Tov, then it's Yav Shevelav Achi. The Mechas Chinuch points out a very simple concept. He says, if we're right that the whole reason that they're allowed to do it is because Eif Shebelav Achi, so it'll come out, if Edom ended up lying, let's say we're mazin the Edom, we know these Edom are lying. If we know the Edom are lying, then they're chayav skila, because they're doing a Maisa Gidif exactly like a regular Megadif. They're not doing like Yerushalmi said. They're doing according to the Rambam and the Bavli and according to the Tais Yom Tov. They're saying over exactly the curse that he allegedly said. If he never ended up saying it, the first person, and they're saying it not because to be mechayev the first person misa, so you lost the whole svar of Yav Shebelav Achi. The whole svar was, you're trying to do a mitzvah of killing a megadif, and the only way to do it is by repeating what he said, therefore you're not going to be chayev skila for saying it over. But if it turns out you're lying, so you said a regular megadif without any heter, you lost the heter of Yav Shebelav Achi, you're going to be chayev skila. Mechas Chinuch, in that mitzvah, mitzvah ayin ois tes, he also points out that this whole halacha that was so machbir that you should hear it mefurish, there's no real pasuk for it. It's a svara. We're so machbir on dinei misa, so it's very likely, the Mishnah holds, you have to hear exactly the words that he said to be able to kill him. But that's only going to be when we're machmir, which is only by Yisrael. A ben noyach, who's also achroi, he's also responsible, he's also mechuyiv by birchas Hashem, he won't have this halacha, just like he doesn't need chav gimel, a bezin of chav gimel, he doesn't need two edim. We all know that by the Zionists of Dinei Noyach, they get killed with Dain Echad and Eid Echad, so we don't have all the chumras we have by regular Dinei Nefashis, so there's no reason we'll need the exact Shem and Mefarish, so it would be enough to use the kinui when we're repeating it over to Bazdin. You will not have to say over the exact wording that he said. It's a special halacha by Ben Yisrael. So we really have a big machlokes here, the Yerushalmi, against the Rambam, with who Tais Yom Tov says really the Bavli. Do the Edom have a right to repeat over exactly what the person said? Or we have the Yerushalmi's Eitzah, that you just say Hashem's name, and you say he's that name was the name that this person used to curse. It's interesting, there's a Goyin who seems to learn, brings a Teres Kayanim, and it seems to be a riot to the Rambam. Teres Kayanim, in the end of Parshas Emor, says the following. Pasuk in the Parashat Megadav says, V'samchu Hashemin es Yedeim. So it sounds like any person that heard it should do smicha. But the Teres Kayanim says it's referring to the Edim. And Kol Hashemin, the Pasuk says, all the people that hear, that's being married by the Dayanim. The Dayanim and the Edim have to do a smicha. Why do they have to do a smicha? So the Goyin, in his Hagoyas to the Teres Kayanim, says the reason they need a smicha is because in effect they didn't have Avera. The people, the Edom that testified and said over this Maisa Megadif, this Maisa Klala, and the Bezin that heard the Maisa Klala, they were involved in this Megadif. They did a Gidif. Since they did, they partook in this Maisa Gidif, therefore they need a Smicha and they need a Kapara. That's only understandable if you don't like the Rambam. According to the Tais Yom Tov, that the Rambam is passing like the Stimus of Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi. That the Edom are saying over word for word the exact Gidduf that this person, the Megadif, said over. But if we learn, like the Yerushalmi, they did nothing wrong. They said the Shem Hashem, it's not Megadif. And then they said that that person used this Shem that we just said to make a Klala, There's no ma'isa gidufe that would require a smicha and a kapara. So it's clear from the Teres Kainim, according to the Goyim's explanation, it'd be clear raya to the Rambam and the Stima Sabavli, not like the Yerushalmi. Now we'll start the Gemara. Gemara says, Tana, ad shivach, shame, shame. You're only chai b'megadif if you're, the klal that you made was using one shame to be mekal the other shame. Tama kro, v'noikiv shame. V'nikvah shame, you must. We learn out from the Pasuk that you need to do shame b'shame. Then the Gemara has a long arichas to prove that the Pasuk of v'noikiv shame means a klala. One of the options that the Gemara tries is that ema prushe shmeyu. Maybe it means just to say out his name. Like we find the word nikiv means to say out. So anytime someone says Hashem's name, nothing to a cursing, that alone that you said out Hashem's name, Shem HaMiyachid, would be enough to be Mchayev Skila. And we would ask Harabi. The Gemara says, Vazarasi Mihacha, Hashem Lekechatira. That's a hashara that you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. And that the Gemara says two reasons why it can't be. Why v'noikiv shame has to mean a klala. Chada de'be'inan shame b'shame v'leka. Only by a klala we're able to be mekayim the pasuk that says you have to do shame b'shame. By a klala we could have that one shame is cursing out the other shame. But by just expressing Hashem's name, by being mefarish to shame, there's no way to have shame b'shame. V'oid havle asharas asay. It's only asharas asay, but asharas asay lo yishmer ashara. And the pasuk says you get misi, you get skila. And we don't have any asharas lo yishmer asay if we're talking about just being mefarish to shame. If we're talking about being mekal, then we have the pasuk of lo yishmer asay. But if we're just talking about being mefarish to shame, we have no ashara, because asharas asay lo yishmer ashara. So we have a clear gemara that if someone says the shame shemayim levatala, he's only over an asay. Because the gemara is saying the only reason that v'noikiv can't be talking about being mefarish to shame is because it's an ashar as I say, we don't have any lav. So it must be that we're talking about a klal because you have leisakal. So we have a beferish of black and white gemara that there's no lav by saying shame shemayim levatala. So the mechaz chinuch brings the gemara in brachas af lamed gimel, the mechaz chinuch in mitzvah lamed oisches, he brings the gemara that says that any person that makes a bracha shein etzricha is over the lav of leisisa as Hashem Hashem lekecha l'shav, which one could have learned is talking about a shvur, but the Gemara is using it for any person that makes a bracha levatala. You're saying the Hashem Hashem in vain. You're over leisisa as Hashem Hashem lekecha l'shav. So we have a lav. So the Mitzchinuch asks on the our Gemara, how could our Gemara and Sanhedrin say that you're only over an asay? It's only an asharas asay. When you're mefarish the shame levatala, we have a gemara in brachas that you're over a lav. So he brings a tosis in Rosh Hashanah, the flam gimel amud aleph, that learns that if you say a bracha shein etzricha, you're only over an isur derabbanan, and the entire gemara in brachas is only an asmachta ba'alma. So that's great. The gemara in Sanhedrin is really right. It's really only an asay. The gemara in brachas only means an asmachta. However, yes, in the Rambam paskins that if you say a bracha shein etzricha, you're over leisisa Hashem elikach l'shav, which is alive. And our Gemara is mevor is an asay, and the Mishnah does not have an answer to this question. The Gemara continues and it brings down the machlekes from Eir and the Rabbanon, which shame you need to be chayv in skila, and it depends how you make the drushes. But the Gemara comes out l'maskana according to the Meir, all shemes, all kinuyim are included in the skila, and the chum say, oh, only shem ha'yuchad is b'misa, on the kinuyim, you only get an azhara. And what does it mean that the shem ha'yuchad is b'misa? So earlier we brought down a machlekes, the Raman, the Rambam, if it means the shem yudkevavke, and adnos, or just yudkevavke. But there's another very important machlekes, Rambam and Raman. The Rambam says that we're talking about being mekal shem b'shem. So there's always one shem, what we're going to call the mevarech, that's doing the curse, and then there's the misbarech, that's having the curse done to it. The Rambam learns this whole machlokes remeir and the Rabbanon is all about the shem hamisbarech. The one that's receiving the curse, that's the ikur hakpad of the Torah. So when the Rabbanon say that you need a shem hamiyuchid, they just mean the shem hamisbarech has to be the shem hamiyuchid. But the shem hamivarech could be, the Rambam doesn't say it could be any kinoi, but it has to be one of the shema she'edim chakim that's enough to be the Mevarech, and you're going to be Chayev Skila. As long as the Mesbarech is the Shem HaMiyuchad, even if the Mevarech is not the Shem HaMiyuchad, you're going to be Chayev Skila. The Ramah, Kesem Mishnah brings it down over there, and he argues, and he says that the Shem HaMavarech also has to be the Shem Havayah. And just like the Mezbarech has to be the Shem HaMiyuchad, so too the Mevarech has to be the Shem HaMiyuchad. Because the Mishnah says that the Chachmei Luniel answered up for the Rambam, but it's not printed anywhere. Yashir, the Arsameach says that we lost the Chachmei Luniel's answer, so we're stuck. We don't have an answer to this question, that where's the Rambam getting it from? Why is the Rambam saying that only the Shem HaMizbarech has to be the Shem Havaya, which according to the Rambam means Shem Amos also, but the Shem HaMizbarech could be anything. How does the Rambam know to make that distinction? The Pasuk is not mechalic between the Mevarech and the Mizbarech, so how did the Rambam know this? This is the Ramah's Taino on the Rambam, and we don't have an answer for the Rambam. Now we'll go to the Gemara on the bottom of the Yom. Tan Rabbanan, Sheva Mitzvahs Nesavu Bnei Noach Dinim Birchas Hashem Avodazor Gilarayish V'Chastam Min Gazel V'Ever Menachai. There are seven mitzvahs that the Bnei Noach have. Now throughout the next few blocks, we are going to ask from a few other mitzvahs, and the Gemara has an answer for each one, that even according to the Shittas that they are mitzvah and more, they might not be counted in the Zayin mitzvahs. The Gemara has a few rules, as we're going to see in the next few blot. The Menachas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yudalid, Ois Beis, brings down a big machlokes between the Smag and the Rambam and Chinuch. And the Pasuk is talking about a Karban Pesach. The Pasuk says, Toshav V'Sachar Le'Yechol Boy. A Toshav and a Sachar, referring to Avadim and Goyim, they're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. The question is, who is this Issa talking to? The Rambam and the Chinuch hold that the Torah is talking to Bnei Yisrael like all the other mitzvahs, and it's telling the Bnei Yisrael, you're not allowed to feed your Karban Pesach to a Toshav and a Sachar, to Eved Kanani, a Goy, you're not allowed to feed your Karban Pesach. But we're not talking to the Goyim. However, the Smag has an interesting understanding of this Pasuk. Well, this Pasuk is talking to the Toshav and Sachar. Toshav and Sachar Le'echobay is a Azhara that a Goy is not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach. It's halacha to a Goy, an eighth mitzvah. Besides the Zayin mitzvah of Bnei Noach, there's another mitzvah. Goyim are not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach. So Menachas Chinuch asks, if a Goy is not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach, why is this not on the list of the Zayin mitzvah Shenestav Bnei Noach? Our Gemara lists off all the mitzvahs that Goyim have. We don't mention that he cannot eat a Karban Pesach. So the Menachas Chinuch says three terutzim. The first answer is, since it's only Noyig Vizman Beis HaMikdash, today we don't have a Karban Pesach, therefore we're not including it in the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach. The Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach are only listing, the list that we have is only listing things that are Noyig Li'olam. He also says that maybe we don't have to count it because it's Mefurish B'Kra. This list is telling us a chiddush. There are seven mitzvahs that are not Mefurish B'Kra. The Gemara Nama Beis has a long arichas to find them occur in the Torah for these Zayin mitzvahs. But to say that there's a Feirish Pasuk talking to a guy, then we don't need to list it. It's anyone that reads a Pasuk, according to the Smag, it says, Taichav Sach Le'echa Boy. Obviously, the guy has that mitzvah. So in reality, the Smag would say, according to the Menachas Chinuch, there are eight mitzvahs. The list that we list in Sanhedrin only says seven, because there are seven that are not Mefurish B'Kra. And then the Menachas Chinuch tries a third teretz, and that is, maybe we're only listing in this list things that Yisrael is Muzaran. The Eber Menachai and Gezel that Yisrael has. So if Bnei Noach has a mitzvah that Yisrael has, then we put it into the list. But if there's a mitzvah that a Yid doesn't have, only if Bnei Noach has, it won't be in the list. And since, by Karban Pesach, Adarabah, the halach is that Yisrael has to eat it, so we're not going to put into the list of the Zayin mitzvah Bnei Noach something that Yisrael doesn't have. The list is saying there are seven mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael have in their Taryag that a Goy also has to keep. But if there's something that a Goy has an issa that we don't have, it will not be in the list. But then, he's chayzer from that, the Menachas Chinuch says, because we have in the subsequent Gemaras, the Gemara is going to ask Shabbos and Torah, why are they not on the list? If a Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos and not allowed to learn Torah, it should have been in the list. And those are cases that Yidden have to learn Torah, and they have to keep Shabbos. So we see that you could have in the list something that a Bnei Noach has, even if a Ben Yisrael doesn't have. So the kitzur, to answer the Smag, you have to say one of the first two terutzim. The Smag that says that Taicha v'sach le'echol boy is an isser for ben noyach to eat a korban Pesach, it's not included in the list, either because it's only noyach v'sman ha'migdash, or because since it's mefurash b'kra, there's no reason to list it. Now we'll continue with the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, along Arichas, how exactly we know that ben noyach ha'chayv and the Zayin mitzvahs. The Gemara says that v'yitzav is referring to dinim, and it says, Sav Hashem alakim ala Adam. He's talking to Adam, and that's including all Bnei Noach, and he used the Lashon Vayitzav, and Vayitzav is referring to Dinim, so we learn out that Bnei Noach Achayev in Dinim. How do we know Vayitzav is referring to Dinim? Mar says, V'cheinu Waimer, we find the word Vayitzav in reference to Dinim, we find it by Avram. It says, Hashem told Avram, before he destroyed Sodom, that the reason I'm telling you about the fact that I'm destroying Sodom is because we have a close connection. Because I know that you're going to teach your kids to do stakar mishpat. Since I know that you're going to teach your kids, your children, to do the dinim, therefore, I'm going to tell you that I'm destroying this time before I do it. So you see, the Gemara says the word vayitzav in reference to dinim, therefore vayitzav. When it says vayitzav Hashem alakim ala adam, it's referring to dinim. Now, the Pasuk uses the word staka u'mishpat. So mishpat, we understand, is dinim. The question is, what exactly does the word staka mean? So the Chiddush Aran wants to say a tremendous Chiddush. He wants to say that if this Pasuk is being the makar, the source, that Bnei Noach are chayiv in dinim, then we should also learn out that they're chayiv in staka. The Pasuk says, Ki yedativ l'manashi yitzav ez banav ez beis yachru v'shamru derech Hashem lasoi staka u'mishpat. Pasuk says that Hashem knew that Avram is going to teach his children to do staka mishpat. So we see that the Bnei Noach have a chiyuv staka. So he wants to say, Dushiran, tremendous chiddush, that Bnei Noach, besides their Zion mitzvahs, they're not allowed to do, those are all Loisa says, Yinal du shvichas dom, Yinal du birchas Hashem, Yinal du gezel, but you also have a positive mitzvah to do tzedakah. I'll ask, why is it not on the list of the Zion mitzvahs? So that we have in similar Gemara's later on about Puru Ravu and other things that we don't list Kumbaseis. We're only listing the Loisaseis. But Ein Hanami, it could be that Bnei Noach do have the mitzvah of Stakot. It's not the type of thing that we're putting into the list. However, Rashi, later on in the Sugya, by Dine Knossos, he clearly explains the Pasuk Stakot Mishpat in a different way. The Gemara says that Dine Knossos were not given to Bnei Noach. Even if Bnei Noach are Huzuru, to have dinim, they're not huzuru to have knossos. Rashi explains, in the Bemaskel dinim knossos, he says, B'nei noyach le'huzuru aleim, d'chsiv ha'yitzav, v'gamin lo'ame she'yitzav, d'hosam staka u'mishpat k'siv, d'haynu din u'psharu. Rashi says, staka u'mishpat doesn't mean staka as a mitzvah of staka, and mishpat means dinim. Rather, staka u'mishpat means din u'psharu. The din exactly how you're mechayiv to keep the halacha and a pshara, a compromise. Avo knasos la mishpaninu. Rashi ends off that in regards to knasos, that we never find by Bnei Noach. We only find staka and mishpat, which is din and pshara. So it's evident from Rashi that staka and mishpat does not mean staka, not like the Ran. We have no makar. According to Rashi, to this chiddush of the Ran, that Bnei Noach are chayiv and staka, because the pasuk just means dinu pshara. So tremendous machlekes are showing now Rashi and the Ran are Bnei Noach mechuyim and staka. Now there's a Gemara in Bava Basra of Dalid that sounds very much like Rashi. The Gemara is Bava Basra of Dalid and Aleph. The Gemara brings a story that Bava Barbuta gave an etza to Hordas. The Gemara asks Bava Barbuta, Hechi Yavid Hachi, how do you give an etza to a Rasha? For Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maravi, Tamer Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Why did Daniel get punished? He gave an Eitzah to Menucha Netzer. Now, what was the Eitzah? The Gemara brings a Pasuk that he told him, if you don't want to get punished, you should do Tzedakah. Since he gave an Eitzah to Menucha Netzer to do Tzedakah, therefore he got punished. So how did Bava Barbuta give an Eitzah to Hordas the Eved? The Gemara answers, there's a difference between an Eved and a Goy. Shani Avdo Dichai V'mitzvahs. An Eved, Eved Kenani has a chiyuv mitzvahs, not full mitzvahs. Tayag like Anoshim, he's only mechuyuv like Noshim, but he still has halachas of a yid. Therefore, you're allowed to give him an eitzah. Only by a guy, beer, he's not mechuyuv mitzvahs, you're not allowed to give him an eitzah. So Rabbi Chanan, on the Sefer Kavish Yurim, Baba Basra, Oiz Chavdal, he asks, But according to the Chiddush Yaran, Akum, Benoyach is chayiv in Staka. So Daniel is telling the Nebuchadnezzar and Eitzah to do Staka, that's the same as a Yid. Because in regards to Staka, he's mechayiv mitzvahs. So why are we saying that Daniel got punished for giving an Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar about Staka? Because he's a guy, and guy are not mechayiv mitzvahs. And that you're not allowed to do. Only Bava Barbuta is allowed to give an Eitzah to Hordes because he's mechayiv mitzvahs. But in regards to Staka, there's no difference between an Akum and an Eved. It's the right to Rashi, seemingly, that a Goy is not Mechayiv in Staka. So Rabbanan says a simple answer. You have to say the Gemara doesn't mean in regards to the mitzvah that we're dealing with. Rather, it's a general rule. You're not allowed to give an Eitah to somebody that's not Mechayiv in mitzvah. Since a Goy is not Mechayiv in mitzvah, now he does have his Zayin or Ches, mitzvahs b'nei noyach that he has to keep, but since he's a generally... he's not included in the world of mitzvahs, you're not allowed to give him eitzah, even in regards to things that he's mechuyev in. The Gemara is holding now that we don't care, we don't look at the actual thing that we're dealing with the eitzah. Rather, we say, I call this like a general rule. You can't give an eitzah, you can't help out a guy, because a guy is a person that does not have the chiyuvei mitzvahs, only an eved that has mitzvahs. At least like nashim, then you could give them an eitzah. But we don't really care exactly what you're giving an eitzah about. Now we'll continue dealing with this mitzvah of dinim. The big machloikis in the Rishonim, what exactly is included in the mitzvah of dinim? We have here that the b'nei noyach are mechuyev in dinim. What exactly does that mean? The Rambam on Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Halach Yud Dalet, says that it means that goyim, the b'nei noyach, are chayovin lohoishiv dayonim v'shoiftim michol plach uplach. The b'nei noyach have to set up a system of courts in every city. Lodun B'sheish mitzvahs elu, to keep the laws of these other six mitzvahs. We said they have six mitzvahs. They have Mevarach Hashem, they have Gezel, Shfichas Dam, Marayas. All those mitzvahs that they have to another mitzvah to make a bezin to make sure they keep those mitzvahs. And therefore, the Rambam ends off, fascinating Chiddush, V'pneizen ischaivu kol balei Shechem Ariga. The Maisa with Shechem and Dina, that Shimon and Levi killed out the entire town of Shechem. The reason they were Mechuyev Misa was, Sharei Shechem Gozal, Shechem stole Dina, Vehem Ro V'yodu V'loy Danuhu. Everyone knew about it and they never judged him, so they were over on one of the mitzvahs, Zayim Mitzvah Neinach, that they're Mechuyev to have a court system to take care of all Averis done. They did not set up a court system, so since they were Mevatel, one of the Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, therefore, we know that Allah is by Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, as a Rasan Zuli Misas, and anytime you're over, you're Chayav Misa. Therefore, all, the entire city of Shechem was Chayav Misa, because they were over on the din of Dinim. Mechus Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, as Chafez points out, that the Rambam is very careful with his Lashon, because there was no Isra of Arayas over here. Dino was a Pnuya. If someone's a pnuya, if a guy is born a pnuya, he's not really over gili arayas to the extent that he's chayav misa. So they didn't do anything wrong by not judging him. He really didn't do any avera. The Rambam is very careful his lashon. The Rambam says that Shechem was gozal dina. One of the Zayim mitzvahs is stealing. So Shechem stole somebody. The fact that he was ma'aniser against her will, that constitutes a ma'isik zelo. Just like you can steal a table, you can steal a isha. Since he was ma'aniser, he stole her. They're mechuyev to judge him with their bezin. Since they didn't make a bezin to judge him, therefore they're chayev me. So that's Shitas HaRambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Halacha Yudal. However, the Ramban argues vehemently, Pashas VeYishlach, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says, if we're right, if the Rambam's right, that the reason that the Shechem was chayev Misa, the entire town of Shechem, because they were over in one of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, so why wasn't Yaakov Avinu leading the charge? Yaakov Avinu also wants to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. One of the mitzvahs is that any b'nayach that doesn't keep the Zayim mitzvahs b'nayach is chayav misa. Why wasn't Yaakov Avinu out there killing them? And furthermore, we know from the Birchas Yaakov that Yaakov Avinu was very upset at Shimon Levi. And he said, Arapam, he gave him a klala. He was upset at their behavior. If the Rabban was right, that the entire town of Shechem was chayav because they were over one of the Zayim mitzvahs b'nayach, why was Yaakov Avinu upset at them? So it's clear the Rambam says that they were not over to Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, like we'll explain in a second. So why did Shimon and Levi kill Shechem? She said, you learn Kipshutai. The entire city of Shechem was a bunch of Rishayim, And here they did such a disgusting ma'isa, they let Shechem do this avera, and as a ma'isa and a kama, for Shechem taking dina, they decided to kill out the entire city, which theoretically is not such a bad thing. The only tiny Yaakov Avinu had was that it's not a mitzvah to do it, and now you're putting us into sakana. So if it's not a mitzvah to do it, and not really mechiv misaf din that it's not Shimon Levi's job to kill them. They were definitely Rasham, but it wasn't necessary to be done by Shimon Levi. So you shouldn't have put us into a makam sakana. But nowhere the Ramban says was there any chiv mutl on Bnei Shechem to be mechiv misa. That's why Yaakov Avinu was upset, since there's no chiv here. In Echrami, you're allowed to do a mice in a kama, but to put us into sakana, you shouldn't have done it. Now back to this issue: what exactly is the mitzvah of dinim? So the Rambam was saying the mitzvah is to be Moshev Dinim, Moshev Dayanim. And therefore, since Shechem didn't set up Ezins, therefore they're Chayav Misa. The Rambam says, since it's clear from Yaakov Avinu's reaction that they were not over on the Zion mitzvah of Dinim, it must be that that is not the mitzvah of Dinim. Now, he says, it's obvious that you have to be Moshev Dinim. It's before in the Gemara, that Bechol Plach Plach, you should have a Bezin. However, the Rambam says, on that aspect of the mitzvah, you're not Chayav Misa. That aspect is really an asay. Kum v'asay, go set up a bezdin. Since it's an asay to set up a bezdin, even if we'll say that Bnei Nerech are mechuyev in that, which the Ramban does agree to that point, but that's not enough to be mechuyev misa. So that can't be the reason why Shechem was chayev misa. But the dinim are, that are mechayev misa to Bnei Nerech, he says, that's on the dinim that the bezdin makes. You have to set up a bezdin that should make up the dinim, Gezel, Oishis Chasachir, not paying your wages, Aina, all those things should be made up by a Bezdin, and anyone that doesn't listen to the dinim of that Bezdin is Chayav Misa. So the halacha that you're getting Misa is not because you didn't set up a Bezdin, rather if you don't listen to the dinim of Ben Noach that does not listen to the dinim that the Ben Noach Bezdin makes, is Chayav Misa. And it happens to be an interesting Chuvas Ramon, Simon Yud, he's clarifying, he's not sure if the dinim, according to Ramban, are dinim al pi dinim Yisrael, that Aino should be a sixth, and Oishik Chasachir should be, you have to pay him that day, and all the rules would be like Bnei Yisrael, or maybe they can make their own laws. The Torah is just saying that every society by Bnei Noach also have to have a court system. You have to have courts, and they should make up halachas, but it has nothing to do with our halachas, and all the Ramban means is that every Bnei Noach that doesn't listen to the Bezdin of Bnei Noach in their city is going to be Chayiv Misa, but it has nothing to do with Jewish law. Rama says, really, Machlek Zamirayim, it depends on the Pasuk that you learn out from. It's a long Arichas over there. It seems that Maskana, the Rama is more Naita, that it is dependent on Dinei Yisrael. But back to the Ramban says that the Chayiv Misa of Dinim is not because you don't set up Bezin, rather, the Chayiv Misa is because you don't listen to their Dinim. So, Bekitzer, we have a tremendous Machlek Zamirayim, what it means Dinim. According to the Rambam, one of the Zion mitzvahs of Bnei Noach is to set up a Bezdin. And if you don't set up a Bezdin, you're Chayiv Misa. According to the Rambam, he agrees to that point. He just says that's not enough to be Chayiv Misa because it's a kum v'asei. The main point of Dinim is the next part, that this Bezdin has a koyach to make up Dinim, and anyone that doesn't listen to their Dinim is going to be Chayiv Misa. The Meshech Chachma, the Vayishlach, he brings a raya to the Rambam. Because we find that Shimon and Levi killed out all the scharim, all the males. They didn't kill the noshim. Bishlam, according to the Rambam, that the chi of mis over here is because they're not doing dinim. So only anoshim, the males that are roi to be judges, so it's a tain on them. They're not keeping their mitzvah. They're not going ahead and judging Shechem. Since they didn't judge Shechem, therefore the chi of misa. But the noshim, they're not really roi to be judges, therefore they're not achroi, they're not responsible for this, and therefore they're not chayav misa. However, according to Ramban, that was just simply because they were rishayim and there was a maisin to come and going on, why would we only kill the zecharim and not the nekevis? So Meshech Chachma says it's clear, it's easier to understand what's going on in the parasha according to the Ramban. Now it's interesting to note, the stipler, Kilos Yaakov, the end of Simen Chavdal, brings in the Chassam Sofer, that even the Ramban agrees that a goy has to keep all the halachas of Oishik Chasachir and Aino, but not because, like the Ramban saying, that he's mechuyev to keep all the dinim that Bezdin makes, all the dinim mamonis that Bezdin makes, and if you don't keep it, you're chayav misa, rather because it's all including Gazel. Gezel doesn't only mean when you go into your friend's store and take something without permission. Rather, any inappropriate monetary action that you take is considered gezel. So if you withhold the wages, your oishik schasachir, a worker worked for you and you don't pay him, so that's a form of gezel. And if you if you charge him an exorbitant price on something that's not worth that much money, you cheated him, you are withholding from him the value or the money that he's entitled to. That's also a form of gezel. So even the Rambam would agree that you have to, goyim have to keep the laws. What the Rambam is saying, that dinim only means appointing a bezdin, he means that all other dinim are included in gezel. The Ramban is saying that to set up the bezdin is only an assay. The chiyav misa is coming because you're not keeping the dinim. They're really very similar. The Rambam holds all monetary halachas are included in gezel. The Ramban is including it in dinim. Now the question is, according to the Ramban, what exactly is netaisif? What are we adding on in dinim more than gezel? Chayyur, the Chassam Sofer is right. Any monetary action that you take inappropriately is included in gezel. So what exactly is the Ramban special halacha of dinim? I saw an answer in the Minchas Avram from Avram Garbos. He wants to say a tremendous chiddush. He wants to say that when we say, according to the Ramban, that you're chayev misa, if you're oishrik schasachir, or you're chayev misa, if you do aina, it's very unlikely, he says, that you're chayev misa, even if you paid it up subsequently. For example, if you cheat someone, and then a year later he comes over to you and he says, hey, you sold me a $10 table for $20, and the guy says, you're right, here's the $10 back, it's very unlikely that according to Ramban, we're going to kill this guy. Even though he was over on Oishik Sasachir, but it's not a star that we're going to kill him in this case. He was over on the dinim that Bezdin made. The Mechaz Ram says that's only if he's not going ahead today and being Mekayim and giving back that money. So any time he does Aino or Oishik Sasachir or any monetary issue that comes up, if he pays it up, he's not going to be Chayav Misa. You're only going to have the Chayav Misa if you do something inappropriate monetarily and you don't pay up. But by Gezel, Gezel is unique. Gezel is one of the Zayin Mitzvah Neach. Gezel is a mitzvah that if you steal, you were over on the Zayin Mitzvah Neach. There's no way to rectify that. Even if you do Vahesh with Gezel now and you return what you stole, you're Chayav Misa. You're not getting Misa because you owe him money. Rather, you're getting Misa because you were over on one of the Zayin Mitzvah Neach. So you would get killed even if you return it. The only time it's going to help you to return is by things that are not one of the Zayin Mitzvah B'Neach. Rather, they're a general rule that you have to listen to Bezdin. So even if you don't listen the first minute, but at the end of the day, you listen, so you're a person that listens to Bezdin. The fact that you listen to Bezdin will save you from your Misa. So the reason, according to Ramban, why Oishik Sasachir and Aino are not included in Gezel is because there's a fundamental difference between the two. Gezel is a chiyav misa for the maisa gezel. This alone that you stole and didn't listen to Hashem that said the zayin mitzvahs you have to keep, that alone is mechayav you misa, and there's no way to rectify that. All other halachas that are similar to gezel, aina and oishik sasachir, all monetary obligations, those are only mechayav because you're not listening to Bezdin. So as long as you at the end of the day listen to Bezdin, you're not going to be chayav misa because you're not chayav for the maisa that you did, rather because you didn't listen to Bezdin. So as long as at the end of the day you listen, you're not going to be chayav misa. That's how the Mechaz Avram is answering, according to the Ramban, why we're saying that listening to Bezdin is different and separate from the mitzvah of Gezel. So it's going to come out a tremendous nafkmin if we go with this lomdus. According to the Chassam Sofer, that according to the Ramban, we're not counting Aino and Oishik Sasachir as a separate mitzvah, because it's included in Gezel. It would come out that if you do Aino and you do Oishik Sasachir, you're chayav misa for this alone that you stole. This alone that you held back his money is the Maisa Averis, including Gezel. So any monetary thing that's included in Gezel is Chayav Misa. The Ramban is saying, no, Gezel has a unique status that you're Chayav for the Maisa. Everything else is because you didn't listen to Bezdin. So Gezel you can't rectify, but Oishik Sasachir, and I know you could rectify. According to the Rambam, according to the Chassam Sofer, that the Rambam holds that Oishik Sasachir, and I know are all included in Gezel, L'chayra, halach should come out, you wouldn't be able to rectify it. Just like by Gezel, this alone that you stole and took money that you're not entitled to is mechayev yumisa. For this alone that you didn't listen to Hashem and do one of your mitzvahs of Zayin mitzvah Noach, that alone is mechayev yumisa. So too, I know, and Oishik Sasach would be mechayev yumisa, and there'd be no way to rectify it. So, b'kitzur, we have a machlokes Rambam and Ramban. Is the mitzvah to set up a Beis Din, like the Rambam says, or like the Ramban says, that's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is really much more than that, and that is you have to listen to the halachas that Beis Din says. That's a machlokes Rambam and Ramban. And now we're saying is a machlokes, the Rambam and Ramban, how to treat the halachas that you have to keep. The Rambam holds that you end up having to keep all monetary halachas that are based on gezel. Anything that means, that's included in taking away someone's money inappropriately, is included in gezel. And the Ramban is saying, no, that's one of the zayim mitzvah reinach, to keep the halachas. So we're saying it's really a chumrah according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, that there's no special halach of listening to dinim. Rather, it's included in gezel, then the halach is going to be that the mice exil alone is going to be chayiv yamisa. According to the Ramban, it's not included in the mice of gezel. There's a special, unique zayim mitzvah reinach called gezel. Has a special status that over there we're mechayiv for the ma'aseh gzeila alone, and you can't rectify it. But all other mitzvahs are only included in dinim. They could be rectified because over there it's not the ma'aseh avera per se. Rather, it's this, that you're not listening to Beis Din. And if you go ahead and listen to Beis Din and return it, you're not going to be chayiv misa. Also about this Gemara, we have an interesting Rashi in Chumash. Our Gemara says, Eser mitzvahs nesav Yisrael b'mora, the Sheva Shekibu Aleim b'nei Noach, the regular seven mitzvahs of b'nei Noach, v'hisifu Aleim in Mora, dinim, Shabbos, and kibud aveim. Dinim, because it says, Shom som loy chayku mishpat, and Shabbos and kibud aveim, because it says, Kasha siba Hashem aleik kacha. So it's mavur in the Gemara, the three mitzvahs that we were given in Mora are dinim, Shabbos, and kibud aveim. However, Rashi and Chumash, Parashas B'Shalach, Perek Tesvov Pasuk Chafei, Rashi says Shom Som Loi B'Mara Nosin Lehem Mixes Parshiyos Shaltero She's Asku B'Hem Shabbos U Paraduma V'Dinim. Rashi switches Paraduma for Kibud Aveim. So it's really two questions: why did Rashi leave out Kibud Aveim, and where did Rashi get this from that Paraduma was taught in Mara? So the Sechem says that the Mekar of Rashi is from the word chayk, since we know that paraduma is a chayk. So here it says, Sham Sam Lai Chayk Umishba, Rashi holds that the word chayk refers to paraduma. So it's still shver, because the Gemara doesn't say that. How did Rashi know to make up his own drasha? There's a fascinating pshat I saw in the Taisvis Bracha, written by the Teir Tamima. The Taisvis Bracha says that it's a mistake in the Girsa. Originally it said Kaf Aleph, Tushtrekloch, which is an abbreviation for Kibud Av. And over time, the print is put in Paraduma. So this would answer the two questions. Where did Rashi get Paraduma, and why did Rashi leave out Kibud Avayim? So it's very likely shot that it was written Kibud Avayim and it switched over to Paraduma.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.